Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Kulturhörnan, Episode 5.
Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Lovisa.
Hur mår du, Lovisa?
Jag mår bra, tack. Hur mår du?
Jag mår jättebra och tack för sist.
Tack för sist.
I love that phrase, tack för sist. It's what you say when you see someone again and you're thanking them for the last time.
Yeah.
And you've got lots of other tack för in Swedish as well. We've covered these in our main lessons. What are some of the other ones that you say to people?
You can say, it's sort of the same thing, but you can say tack för senast.
Tack för senast. So that would be thank you for the most recent time or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And then...
If you've had a meal with someone.
Tack för maten.
Tack för maten, yeah. So thank you for the meal, thank you for the food.
Exactly.
Jättebra. Okay, we're not talking about food or meals or anything like that this time. What are we talking about?
Today we're talking about samer.
Samer. So yeah. This is the word for the Sami people in the north of Sweden. And we're going to find out more about that today. Of course, this is Coffee Break Swedish Culture. If you're listening to this podcast, you might be wondering where are the normal lessons. Well, they're coming back very soon. We've set up a mini-series of 5 cultural episodes between lessons 20 and 21 of our main Coffee Break Swedish lessons. So you can look forward to Coffee Break Swedish lesson 21 coming very soon. In the meantime, let's continue on and find out more about Coffee Break Swedish Culture.
So Mark, one of the cultural minorities in Sweden is Samer, or the Sami. The Sami are an indigenous people, ett urfolk, in northern Scandinavia and traditionally live in an area called Sápmi, which covers the northern parts of Sweden, Norway, Finland, and Russia. Because Sápmi is such a large geographical area and the Sami culture varies between areas, there are several different Sami languages, or språk, with some of them being very nearly extinct. Part of the reason for this is likely to be the tumultuous history between the Sami and the rest of Sweden, which involved preventing them from speaking their own language for many years. Fortunately, the Sami language is now officially recognized as a minority language in Sweden, and is therefore used in education and administrative settings. The Sami culture is incredibly beautiful. Traditionally, they're associated with reindeer, renar, and herding them is still a major responsibility for many Sami people. They are also known for joik, a type of singing that's been practiced for centuries. In recent years, the singer Jon Henrik Fjällgren competed in the music show Melodifestivalen, where he performed joik. The Sami carry a wonderful heritage, and it's the responsibility of all of us to recognize and value this culture to prevent further oppression.
Jätteintressant. I remember in our previous episode, in one of our previous episodes of our Kulturhörnan, we talked about the Lucia modern service, the celebrations of Lucia. And I believe that this year it actually happened up north. Is that correct?
It did, yeah. It was in a town called Jukkasjärvi.
Jukkasjärvi. So this is the official Lucia Morgon service, which is broadcast on the Swedish television service, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
And in that concert or in that service, there was actually some Sami people singing some of the songs in Sami, and they actually did one of my favorite Scandinavian Christmas songs, which is the Nordnorsk Julesam. And
yeah,
they performed that in Sami, and they also did some joik in the middle of that, didn't they?
They did, yeah. It was incredibly beautiful.
And very atmospheric in the morning light of Jukkasjärvi. Okay, let's talk a little more about some of the things that came up in here. What do you want to look at first?
First, I thought that we would go over some of the countries that we mentioned and see if we can remember those in Swedish.
Okay, sounds
good. So the geographic area was called Sápmi.
Sápmi. Uh-huh.
And this covers part of Sweden, which in Swedish is?
Sverige.
Yeah, and it also covers bits of Norway.
Norge? Norge? Norge?
Yeah, Norge.
Norge,
yeah.
Okay.
And then we also have Finland.
Which I think is the most difficult one, Finland.
Exactly. And then finally, we also have the northern bits of Russia.
Right. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think I've read somewhere it's Rusland.
It is, yeah. It's Rusland.
Rusland. Okay.
Yeah. Well done. And then obviously in these countries, we speak different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And can you remember how to say Swedish in Swedish?
Svenska.
Yeah. Well done. And then we have Norwegian.
I think that's Norska.
Yeah. And then Finnish. Do you remember that one?
Finlandska?
Almost. It's Finska.
Of course. Finska. Finska.
Yeah. Exactly. And then Russian.
I'll guess Ruslandska?
Oh, that one was close. It's Ryska.
Oh, Ryska. Okay, Ryska.
Yeah.
So similar to Finska, Ryska.
Exactly. Yeah, they follow the same sort of pattern.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that obviously there are several different Sami languages. And
yeah.
We actually have a little treat for our listeners because we've managed to get in touch with someone who is a Sami speaker. And let's have a little chat about that now. Irena, hey!
Hey! Hello, everyone.
Tell us about yourself.
So, my name is Irena Dahl, and I've been living in Norway for about 10 years. I'm a Norwegian teacher. I know you might be wondering, what is a Norwegian teacher doing in this Coffee Break Swedish episode? But it happens to be so that I'm a Sami culture and language I would say, I don't know if expert is the right word, but well, let's just say I know the culture very well, and I've decided to, I see that you guys need a little bit of help, so
absolutely.
I'm here to tell you more about the Sami traditions and the language.
Excellent. We'll call you a Sami cultural and language ambassador. How does that sound?
Yes,
excellent. So tell us a little, obviously you said you're a Norwegian teacher, you live in Norway, and as we've seen, the Sami region extends from the north of Norway into Sweden, into Finland, and into Russia. So the Sami that you're familiar with, is that a particular type of Sami?
It might be confusing for some people, you know, when we say Sami, what do we actually mean? So there is no such thing as only the Sami language. There are 9 Sami languages. So Sami languages are a part of the Finno-Ugric language family, and further, they're a part of the Sami language family. To answer further questions that you might have, is it similar to Finnish or Swedish or Norwegian? The answer is no, it's not similar to Swedish or Norwegian, but I would say that it's maybe 10% similar to Finnish. So I can understand Finnish just a little bit. I don't speak Finnish, but sometimes I can catch a word here and there. The Sami that I speak, it's called Davvi Samigela. It is Northern Sami or North Sami. So it's the Sami that is widely spoken in Norway, Sweden, and Finland. So the 3 of the countries, not in Russia.
Okay. Can you perhaps teach us a phrase in Northern Sami? So perhaps how would you say hello?
As in many indigenous cultures, it is a little bit complicated. So in Sami, there are many ways of saying hello. There is a hello just like in Sweden, you would say hey.
Mm-hmm.
But you can say that. You could say bures.
Bures.
Mm-hmm. So that you usually say when you shake hands.
Okay.
Yeah, a bures. And the answer to that would be bures.
Okay, bures.
Mm-hmm. Bures. Or you could just say bures, bures, twice.
Okay, so what about how would I say my name is Mark, for example?
Munamma Lea Mark.
Munamna Lea Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
So what's going on there? What are the different parts of that sentence?
It's pretty much just like in English or in Swedish. Mu means my, namma means name, lea means is, mark the name.
Okay, so mu namna lea mark.
Mm-hmm. Very and good.
How do I ask you then, what is your name?
Mi tu namma lea. Mi tu namma lea.
Mi tu namma lea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a very good accent.
Okay. Mi tu namna lea?
Mu namna lea Irena.
Mu namna lea Mark.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
quick note, we do not have any phrase in Sami for saying nice to meet you.
Ah, right.
So that would be the logical continuation of our conversation, but we don't say nice to meet you. What you would traditionally say in Sami when meeting a new person, you would say, whose daughter or whose son are you?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, that's how they identify each other. They would say, whose son are you? And then you would say, I'm the son of that guy. And, oh, okay, yeah, he might be my relative. That happens quite a lot in Sápmi, the Sami area.
The region. Fantastic. And what about when we're saying goodbye then? How would we say goodbye?
Again, as in many other indigenous cultures, that is very complex. Because in Sami, it depends on how many people you're saying goodbye to, whether it is one, two, or more than two, and whether you are leaving or you are staying,
okay,
and whether the other person is leaving or staying. So I think that for this episode, because obviously we don't have time to cover that much information, I will teach you how to say goodbye when you are when the person is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, that would be translated as go healthy,
mm-hmm,
or leave healthy. Mana deravan.
Can you say that again?
Mana deravan.
Mana deravan.
Mm-hmm. Mana deravan.
Mana deravan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Well, the one final thing, and probably there's a complex version of this too, is how to say thank you.
No, that's actually pretty easy.
Excellent.
And it's a little bit similar to Finnish kiitos. So for those who are familiar with Finnish, in Sami we would say kiitu.
Kiitu.
Mm-hmm. Kiitu.
Kiitu. Well, in that case, I think we should all say to Irena, kiitu, mana deravan.
Mana deravan.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Irena, for joining us for this Kultur Hernan.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was so interesting. That was so interesting.
Wasn't it? Okay, let's come back to Swedish language and talk a little more about the Sami culture. I think there was something else that you were going to tell us about, Lovisa, and that is?
And that is Samiska flaggan.
Samiska flaggan. Is that the Sami flag?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So this flag, it has a few different colors in it, and it also has a big circle symbolizing the sun and the moon. And then these different colors, they also symbolize different things. And I thought that we could practice these colors a little bit, so I could say them in Swedish, and then you could guess what they mean in English.
Det låter bra.
So first har vi röd.
Röd. So we've come across röd before.
Yeah.
That means red.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. And the red color in this flag symbolizes fire.
Okay, right.
And then we also have grön.
Grön will be green.
Exactly. And the green color symbolizes plants and nature in Sápmi.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And then we have gul.
Gul. I'm going to guess it's yellow.
It is, yeah, well done. That one's a little different from the English word.
Yeah, gul, gul, you said.
Exactly. And that symbolizes the sun.
Okay, right.
And then lastly, we have blå.
Blå is blue.
Yeah, exactly. And the blue color in this flag symbolizes water.
Okay, so we've got röd, grön, gul, och blå.
Exactly.
And you said there's a circle too.
Yeah, exactly. And the circle's meant to represent both the sun and the moon.
And I would imagine that part of the world, you'll either get lots of sun all day long or lots of lots of moon all day long.
Exactly, yeah.
Very far north, very far north.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is where we're going to leave this episode of our Kultur Hörnland podcast. And as also I said earlier, this is the last of our short mini-series. We will be back in the future with more cultural podcasts. But for now, we're going to leave it there. Lovisa, first of all, tack så mycket.
Tack så jättemycket, Mark.
And maybe we could make an arrangement to come back to record something for midsummer?
Det låter jättebra.
Det låter jättebra. Tack så mycket. Hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.